ladies and gentlemen. It is the 5th of February. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you here at republicbroadcasting.org. Coming to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press and of the Barnes Review. Now, folks, I'm going to make you a special offer here to get a free special copy of the Barnes Review. Well, no, I better not. I'm not sure how many we have in stock. I'll talk about that in a minute. Particular issue, very important issue. I'll wait for next week after I find out. But in any case, this is Mike Piper coming to you from Washington, continuing this most unfortunate but I hope informative series about the evisceration of the Institute for Historical Review, once the world's foremost Holocaust revisionist and revisionist organization in general, and a destruction of liberty lobby. I just have this terrible feeling that I've lost a lot of listeners this week because there's probably not a lot of people who are interested in this. And yet again, on the other hand, there are a lot of people who are. So we bring this to you as a public service. Now, as you know, the structure of the programming this week is that you are welcome to call in here to ask. Well, everybody's always welcome to call in here, but this time, because of the complicated nature of what I'm discussing, I'm asking that if you do have a question specifically about anything I've already discussed about this matter in previous nights or on this night in particular, that you do call in with those questions, and I hope to be able to get around to answering them tonight. There's a few things that I want to talk about, just items in passing, before I get into the bulk of my discussion here this evening. First of all, it will amuse you to know that I did some checking on the internet to see what kind of reaction there has been to this programming, and I found on one message board the claim, totally unrelated to reality, that Michael Collins Piper believes that Adolf Hitler was a Zionist tool. What did I say, folks? I'm damned if I do and damned if I don't. I spend an inordinate amount of time on this program talking about the fact that Adolf Hitler was not a Zionist tool and spending a great deal of time giving you absolute downright proof that he wasn't, and yet there's somebody wrote on the internet that Piper believes that Hitler is a Zionist tool. Folks, oh, what can I tell you? Okay. I mean, God almighty. Okay. Another thing I wanted to mention, you know, it's kind of interesting. I've been wrapping Mark Weber around for having failed to write the great book on the history of the Holocaust that he promised to write after living at the patronage of the late Bill Curry, who was a strong supporter of the Institute for Historical Review. And I even hesitate to point out, of course, that I've written quite a few books over the years myself. So I'm not going to really blame Mark Weber for that. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. It occurred to me, folks, that, you know, I tell you, I was largely responsible for writing most of and certainly editing and putting together the layout, the picture selection, the cut lines, the whole 76 or 80 or 84 page all Holocaust special issue of the Barnes Review that was published in January of 2001, I do believe. And that particular issue of the Barnes Review has been reprinted and distributed to the tune of over 100,000 copies. Now, who did that? The evil Willis Cardo that Mark Weber and so many of his allies have been denouncing for so many years, calling Willis a crook and saying he embezzled money, which of course is all a bunch of crap and which we've discussed here. But Willis Cardo circulated over 100,000 copies of that volume of the IHR, I'm sorry, of the Barnes Review alone. So I can tell you here, just on that basis, that my writings on revisionism have already been circulated to the tune of over 100,000 copies. I'm waiting to see Mark Weber's book and what he distributes to that tune. But of course, Mark Weber doesn't distribute anything, folks. The IHR is moribund. And that is why, of course, he has come under increasing fire from many revisionists over these many years. Everyone from Dr. Arthur Butz to Fritz Berg to Robert Farison. Those are big names in revisionism, folks. And they're big, big names.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Those of you who are animal lovers will be pleased to know that the Hound of the Baskervilles had a birthday yesterday, and a friend of mine and I did sing Happy Birthday to the Hound, and I want to tell you, he didn't really look too pleased. I think maybe the term, he looked bemused. Anyway, it was kind of interesting, but I think he understood we meant well. Well, folks, I did send an email today, earlier, to Fritz Berg, Friedrich Paul Berg, Fritz for short, who has the fantastic website, I haven't looked at it in ages, NaziGassings.com, NaziGassings.com. It's a very lively, very interesting, information-packed website. I do recommend you check it out, NaziGassings.com. Very interesting website. If you don't know anything about historical revisionism vis-a-vis the Holocaust, Fritz Berg has it all there for you. Going to shock a lot of people, but people need to be shocked, ladies and gentlemen. In any case, I got a very nice email back from Fritz, and he is eager. He is chomping at the bit to come aboard this program and debate Mark Weber. Mark Weber, of course, says that the Holocaust is no longer a big issue. It shouldn't be debated anymore. I mean, I'm paraphrasing here, but needless to say, Fritz Berg, like a lot of other prominent Holocaust revisionists, takes great issue with that, and I have said that I will not get on here. I will not attack Mr. Weber. I will not say anything to him, really, or about him, other than to welcome him to the show and give him the opportunity to debate Fritz Berg. So it's up to Mark Weber now, if he's willing, if he dares come on this program. It may not be this program, this forum, may not be intellectual enough for Mr. Weber, who likes to tout his many degrees, but I think it would be a public service for him and for the revisionist cause to get things out in the open and have honest and open debate. Anyway, back to the IHR specifically. Just a couple brief matters I want to talk about. First of all, you'll be interested to know that after Liberty Lobby lost the famous lawsuit to Andrew Allen and Mark Weber, utilizing the holding company, the Legion for the Survival of Freedom, which was the parent company of the Institute for Historical Review. After Liberty Lobby lost that lawsuit, Mark Weber then hired a new attorney to collect his judgment against Liberty Lobby. And this attorney was a nice Jewish fellow named Brian Sampson. Well, what's very interesting about this nice Jewish attorney, ladies and gentlemen, is that one of Mark Weber's associates at the time, Dr. Robert Countess, who was active in the revisionist movement, Dr. Countess bragged to another great American, Jim Floyd, the master prophet. Jim used to call this show back in the old days. I hope he's still listening. He's a great guy. In any case, Mr. Countess bragged to Jim Floyd that now the IHR had an attorney who was a former Mossad man. Now, Mr. Brian Sampson, as I understand it, was an American of the Jewish persuasion, but according to Dr. Countess, bragging, as he often liked to do, he bragged to Jim Floyd that the attorney that was representing Mr. Weber against Liberty Lobby and trying to seize Liberty Lobby's assets, that this man had been involved with the Mossad. Well, that's very, very interesting and very, very telling, as you might guess. Just a little item I thought might interest you. Incidentally, I also should point out that even in the course of the time that Weber was pursuing his legal action against Liberty Lobby in a civil court in California, he and one of his associates, and at the moment I forget precisely who it was, I do tend to think it was Tom Marcellus, but I could be wrong about that, they went down to the Costa Mesa, California Police Department and swore out a criminal arrest warrant against Willis Cardo. Now, in other words, they were trying to criminalize what they had already tried to pursue in the civil courts. They were pursuing in the civil courts. Well, it's very, very interesting because what happened then, Willis Cardo lived in San Diego County, which is the adjoining county to where Costa Mesa is. And the police officer in Costa Mesa then just somehow figured out that he should contact, out of all the deputy sheriffs in San Diego County, none other than Deputy Sheriff Tim Carroll. And Mr. Tim Carroll then helped organize a SWAT team raid on the home of Willis Cardo. Willis didn't happen to be home at the time, but his wife Elizabeth was there and two young relatives. There were snipers on the hillside. There was a helicopter buzzing overhead. They maced Mr. Cardo's wonderful German Shepherd dog, Charlie. The sons of bitches. Let me say that again. The sons of bitches. Mrs. Cardo was kept in handcuffs for an hour while the police turned the house upside down. They were looking for stolen goods, ladies and gentlemen. They were looking for the millions of dollars that Willis Cardo supposedly had. And they were even preparing to dig up the lawn in case Willis and Elizabeth had slipped out there in the night to dig up, to bury chestfuls of, good God, gold, or I don't know what they said or thought they would find. They knew better, ladies and gentlemen. It was a pretext to get into Willis Cardo's home. They also raided the nearby home of one of Willis' associates, a very interesting international businessman named Henry Fisher. Very interesting guy, Henry. Widespread connections in the Arab world. I could talk about him for a while. Very interesting guy. Well, Henry had helped expedite the Farrell estate because of a lot of the contacts he had in Switzerland. But in any case, they raided Willis's home, turned it upside down. Well, Tim Carroll, the deputy sheriff who organized the SWAT team raid, ladies and gentlemen, I recognized the name when I saw the search warrant. I said to Willis, I said, do you know who Tim Carroll is? And he said, no. I said, Willis, T- Tim Carroll is the San Diego County Sheriff's Office liaison to the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. How did I know this, ladies and gentlemen? No big mystery. It just turns out that when the Anti-Defamation League got in trouble in San Francisco and they were interviewing Roy Bullock, the ADL spy, and other people involved in sworn depositions, the name of Tim Carroll came up, and Tim Carroll was described as the San Diego County liaison from the sheriff's office to the ADL, and in fact, he had actually taken a trip to Israel at the ADL's sponsorship, and even further, it turns out that he had been, and now this is off the top of my head, folks, but it turns out that he was one of the people, the principal people that the FBI and the San Francisco Police Department interviewed regarding Roy Bullock's activities as an ADL spy, because Roy Bullock was closely working with Tim Carroll. So Mark Weber, prodded by his secret behind-the-scenes controller, Andrew Allen, set in stage an opportunity for the ADL, really the ADL, let's face it, to perpetrate this raid on Willis Cardo's home. What's interesting about it, ladies and gentlemen, is that Willis and his wife subsequently brought a lawsuit against San Diego County for the raid on their home. And in the end, San Diego County settled with Willis Cardo for a small amount. And it's very interesting because after that raid, Mark Weber was saying, and the press was repeating this, they were saying, oh, it's certain now there's going to be criminal charges against Willis Cardo within a year. They were quoting other people. Oh, yes, folks. Oh, yes, folks. Now, you know, it's funny. It's funny. All of these little facts do point towards something. And it's very, very interesting. You know, Weber had a Mossad lawyer. He indirectly collaborated with this character, Tim Carroll. All very interesting. Okay, we are going to be going to the break in a moment or so. One other thing I do need to mention, this is very important. I have mentioned to you the fact that Tom Marcellus, who was the office manager at the Institute for Historical Review, had brought in several members of his self-help group, they participated in the coup d'etat and the takeover of the IHR, suffice it to say that. What's very, very interesting, though, ladies and gentlemen, is that Weber's cell, shortly before the IHR coup, before Willis Cardo was informed that his staff had, quote-unquote, taken over, Tom Marcellus told Mr. Cardo in a private conversation, he said, oh, you'll be interested to know that my church, as he called the self-help group, the leaders of my church have now determined that the Zionists are the enemy. And Willis was quite impressed. He was glad to see that this very prominent self-help organization was now joining the ranks of those who, well, let's put it this way, those who were concerned about Jewish power and influence in this country and concerned about the Holocaust and so forth. Well, it was not long after the IHR coup d'etat that this self-help organization launched into a major international advertising campaign attacking Nazi Germany for perpetrating, you guessed it, the Holocaust. In retrospect, Mr. Cardo thinks that this was Mr. Marcellus's attempt to formally disassociate his self-help organization from the forthcoming events, and I think Willis's assessment of that is quite correct. What makes it all the more provocative, though, is that roughly 2 years before that coup d'etat in 1991, when Holocaust survivor Mel Mermelstein was trying to destroy both Liberty Lobby. Well, here we go to the break. I'm not even going to pursue it further, folks. I'll bring this point full circle when we come back, because it does point towards the role of this Zionist-controlled self-help group in the coup d'etat at the IHR. Stay tuned.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Time is more precious than money. You could be running out of time. I want to share something with you about your body. Quote, make no mistake about it, parasites are the most toxic agents in the human body. They are one of the primary underlying causes of diseases and are the most basic cause of a compromised immune system. Dr. Hazel Parcells, PhD. Quote, we have a tremendous parasite problem right here in the U.S. It is just not being addressed. Dr. Peter Wina, quote, in terms of numbers, there are more parasitic infections acquired in this country than in Africa. Dr. Frank Nova, chief of the Laboratory for Parasitic Diseases of the National Institute of Health. As you can see, parasites are more dangerous than you think. For about $1 a day, you can rid yourself of all parasites. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea. Make an investment in your life. And P.S., I really like it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here again talking about the IHR affair, a very sad affair indeed. Before we went to the break, I mentioned that while there was a lot of people who scoffed at Willis Cardo's suggestion that Tom Marcellus' self-help group had some sort of role in the IHR affair, I'm here to tell you there's absolutely no doubt about it now, because Willis didn't know this at the time. But we discovered it. Kind of funny how things come out in the wash. Back in 1991, Mel Mermelstein, the Holocaust survivor, was waging his legal battle to try to destroy both Liberty Lobby and the Institute for Historical Review. And a very powerful Los Angeles lawyer by the name of Lawrence Heller, a Jewish gentleman, became Mermelstein's chief counsel. Now, this is very, very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. Indisputable fact. During that time, Mr. Heller was trying to destroy Liberty Lobby on Mel Mermelstein's behalf. Tom Marcellus was working for the Institute for Historical Review as the office manager. And Mr. Marcellus was very active in his self-help organization. But he never told Willis Cardo or anyone that this attorney, Lawrence Heller, who was now trying to destroy Liberty Lobby and the IHR, had in fact been the attorney for Marcellus' very prominent self-help organization in a major legal case in a California court, a very, very important case for that self-help organization. Now, we'd only discovered that after the fact, but the fact, and I'm here to tell you, folks, mark Tom Marcellus was very active in his self-help group and is now apparently a very high-ranking figure in that self-help group, reportedly working out of its national headquarters office or one of its major locations. But that's very, very interesting. But it gets even more interesting, folks, because I subsequently learned, doing some internet research, that this attorney, Lawrence Heller, was part of a group of Jewish lawyers, a handful of Jewish lawyers, who were involved in taking over the corporate control of Marcellus' self-help organization. There was actually a coup d'etat inside that self-help organization some years before, and the leader and founder of the self-help group and his wife were essentially ousted, and a group of Jewish lawyers came in and took the self-help organization over, and this attorney, Lawrence Heller, was part of that group. He is part of the group controlling the self-help organization. So if that ain't a conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what is. But, of course, you know, my critics and Willis Cardo's critics, all they can say is, oh, they spin these wild conspiracy theories. Well, folks, I'm just laying out the facts. I'm sure Mark Weber will say, oh, that's not relevant. Well, I can hear him say, that's not relevant. Well, it is relevant. Now, here we're going to get into some real juicy stuff about how much money Mark Weber ran away with, folks. It all started out, you know how it all started out, but a few years ago, David Irving, the great British historian, invited me to speak at his Real History Conference in Cincinnati, and Mark Weber happened to be there. David, though, wanted me to come and speak about the career of Willis Cardo in revisionism and political organizing, and in the course of that, I mentioned during my lecture that Mark Weber and the Legion for the Survival of Freedom, that is the Institute for Historical Review's holding company, had received $1.7 million from two estates. One estate being that of a California lady, Adelaide Allen, and the other an estate of a gentleman named Bob Kiefer, a nice fellow up in New Jersey. That's $1.7 million. That's nearly $2 million, $1,700,000. That money had originally been earmarked for Liberty Lobby, but because Mark Weber now had the judgment against Liberty Lobby, that money went directly to the Institute for Historical Review. Well, that information came as a surprise to many people out there at David Irving's conference, because I was told by several people that just during that meeting, at David Irving's meeting, Mark Weber was complaining, telling people that the IHR was in dire financial straits, largely, he said, as a consequence, quote-unquote, of Cardo. But in fact, Mark Weber had just gotten his hands on $1.7 million, ladies and gentlemen. And he was lying to revisionists and telling them that the IHR was broke. I'm telling you, any of you out there, whether you're millionaires or poor folks, I can tell you that any of you out there wouldn't mind having $1.7 million. Well, you know, that kind of put Mark on the spot. And, of course, I'm not making this up. This was all in the courts. It's all, you know, it's all there. It's in the bankruptcy records. Well, you know what happened? Mark Weber then announced to people that he wanted to reach a settlement with Willis Cardo and drop the cases against him and his wife and Liberty Lobby and, you know, if Cardo would come up with the rest of the Farrell money, which Weber continued to insist was hidden somewhere. Weber, of course, had been surprised to find out that there wasn't that much to begin with, all told, when after the case was settled, after the lawyers were paid, after several consultants like Swiss businessman Francois Genoux received money for his assistance in expediting the estate. And, of course, because of the fact that, well, here we go, folks, to the break. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about more big piles of money that Mark Weber had but didn't tell people about. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Before we went to the break, I mentioned that Mark Weber made the grand announcement that he'd be willing to settle finally with Liberty Lobby and Willis Cardo. And just, well, Liberty Lobby was already out of business by that point, but he still had lawsuits against Cardo. They had ended up taking Willis Cardo's home. They called it a hillside mansion. It was a four-bedroom house, ladies and gentlemen, with a pool. And everybody in California has a pool, but they told everybody it was a hillside mansion. Another blow to crap. That's the kind of lies and the distortions that Weber was putting out. But in any case, Weber and I had a conversation at that David Irving conference. And at that conference, Weber said, well, you know, tell Willis that I'm willing to settle with him if Liberty Lobby coughs up the remaining money, or if Willis coughs up the remaining money, et cetera, et cetera. And Weber said repeatedly to me, to my face, he said that Liberty Lobby never provided an accounting of the Farrell Estate funds that it received. Ladies and gentlemen, that's absolute nonsense and an absolute lie. And the reason why I know it's a lie is because I personally sat with Willis Cardo and our attorney Mark Lane and Liberty Lobby's in-house controller when the records were put together for presentation to Weber's attorneys in the course of what is called legal discovery in preparing for the trial in Los Angeles that ended up bringing a judgment against Liberty Lobby. Our accountant was one of these guys who kept every, I mean, he could be a real pain in the ass. I mean, if you owed the company 5 cents, he'd chase you down. But if the company owed you 5 cents, he'd chase you down too and make sure you got that 5 cents. He had every record of every wire transfer from the bank account in Switzerland where the Farrell Estate funds were being held to Liberty Lobby, and thence the transfers of that money from Liberty Lobby to the Sun Radio Network, which money, of course, as I've told you, were all loans. But Weber kept telling me this. And, you know, folks, I realized at that point that he was so accustomed to lying and having people believe all this that he thought he could actually lie to my face and tell me this when I knew for a fact otherwise. Anyway, Weber has actually claimed that the Legion for the Survival of Freedom and the IHR only received $100,000 from the Farrell Estate. But Elizabeth Cardo kept records on this because she kept the accounts for the Vibit Corporation, where the money was being held in Switzerland to protect it from Mel Mermelstein and his big shot lawyers, not to be confused with my friend, the big shot lawyer. In September of 1991, the IHR and the Legion received $100,000 from the Farrell Funds. March 92, $200,000. September 1992, $150,000. October 1992, $100,000. Beginning on February 11, 1991, many invoices from printers and authors who were billing the IHR were paid from the Farrell Estate, totaling some $100,000. Also, employee benefits and salaries, totaling another $98,000, were paid over a period of 15 months. So that was, by my accounting, folks, at least $748,000. That's $648,000 more than the amount that Mark Weber falsely stated in court that the Legion had received from the Farrell Estate. Elizabeth Cardo herself says that according to materials that she can reconcile, the figure is actually $755,927. That's how accurate her records were. However, she's certain that the figure is closer to about $900,000, but of course, because they were kicked out of their home and kicked out of Liberty Lobby and lost a lot of the actual records that were there at the IHR office, she can't account for that, but she's sure that it was closer to $900,000. They also claim, this is interesting, folks, when Mark Weber swore out the search warrant for Willis Cardo's home, he claimed that there were uncut gems from the Farrell legacy. Now, listen to this. When the Farrell legacy was placed in the hands of Roland Rocat, a Swiss notary, who was the coordinator, the arbitrator in the dispute between Willis Cardo and Joan Althaus, the Jewish woman who had conned Jean Farrell, Roland Rocat was charged with liquidating those diamonds. Those diamonds, they were uncut diamonds, they were sold by Rocat as part of the liquidation of the Farrell legacy and placed into the entire amount for distribution between Willis Cardo and Joan Althaus. So Mark Weber lied when he swore out that arrest warrant, ladies and gentlemen. He knew damned well, or he should have known, that those diamonds had been in the hands of the Swiss notary and they had been sold as part of the estate. But the police, the SWAT team, were looking for those mysterious diamonds. Now, Mark Weber claimed, of course, that the IHR was really hurting because of Willis Cardo. Well, I want to tell you something, that after Mark's Jewish lawyer, the former Mossad man, Brian Sampson, hired a company called the Lennon Company to act as a receiver and take money from Liberty Lobby, that company issued a report dated September 24, 2004, detailing the fact that between 1998 and 2004, some $1,031,780.32 had been collected from Liberty Lobby directly or from letters containing money and checks that had been sent to Liberty Lobby. Now, this amount also included a number of substantial payments made directly by Liberty Lobby as part of the bankruptcy settlement, including sums as high as $200,000 on at least one occasion. So the fact is that Liberty Lobby did, in fact, Mark Weber got $1,031,780.32. Now, that's a big chunk of money. Add that to the $748,000 given directly to the IHR from the Farrell funds. That's a total of $1,779,780.32. And even if you knock off 30% in legal fees and $200,000 paying back a loan that the famous Andrew Allen lent to the Legion, so they say, that still leaves a big pile of money in the hands of the Legion for the Survival of Freedom and Mark Weber. Now, add that $1,779,780.32 to the $1.7 million that the Legion received from the Adelaide Allen and Bob Kiefer estate, with very little legal work, if any, required by any attorneys on behalf of the Legion. That means that Mark Weber and the IHR had $3,479,780.32. And remember that $1.7 million was attorney-free. They didn't have to kick off 30% to any attorneys there. Well, that's interesting, folks, because that $3,479,780.32 is quite much more than the $2,650,000 that the California judge ruled that Liberty Lobby owed the Legion. And you know what's really sad about it, folks? You know, there were people trying to buy books from Liberty Lobby and subscriptions, and then the mail was seized coming in. You know, and what happened was Weber took the money, but never all these people had sent the money to Liberty Lobby. They never got the books or the subscriptions they ordered. And you know what I did when I got letters from people? I had a small supply of my own book, Final Judgment, of my personal copies. I sent them out free to people that managed to get in touch with me. I mean, you know, I could go on and on, but you know what? You know what? We figured out how much was remaining in the subscriptions to the Spotlight. There was a total of $1,972,536.13 that was owed in remaining Spotlight subscriptions. That means that there were 53,259 patriots and revisionists around the country who lost out because the Spotlight was run out of business. And Mark Weber got more than even the court had ruled that Liberty Lobby owed him. Now, you know, it's interesting. Mark Weber, I told Mark Weber to put his settlement offer down in writing and send it to Willis. Instead, Mark Weber wrote to me some vague letter that had absolutely nothing to do with any settlement offer. And I wrote him back and I said, Mark, I said, don't talk to me about it. I'm not even on the staff of American Free Press. I said, I'm not representing American Free Press legally or Willis Cardo or Elizabeth Cardo legally. And, you know, I said, Mark, and Mark said what he was willing to do was if Willis would give up the Farrell funds, that they would put it in an independent organization which would be used to help revisionists worldwide. And I said, all right, I said, I'll tell you what. I said, if you're willing to do this, if you're willing to drop all the lawsuits against Willis Cardo personally, I said, I'll tell you what I'll recommend to Willis, and I said, I'll put my full strength behind this. I will put together a fundraising letter that will be sent to all of the Barnes Review subscribers and the American Free Press subscribers and any other list that we can get, and we will raise money for the revisionist cause. And I said that we would maybe, and then what could be done is that some of these good revisionists could get together and set up a trust fund to keep that money secure, to make it available to revisionists worldwide. And, you know, as I wrote in my letter to Mark Weber, I said, the revisionist movement is much bigger than Mark Weber or Willis Cardo or even the IHR and the Barnes Review. Remember that, Mark. No, better yet, as Mel Mermelstein's father would say, never forget. Folks, I should mention one more item. When Liberty Lobby was before the bankruptcy judge in Washington, D.C., the bankruptcy judge had finally forced Liberty Lobby out of business. That's a story that gets too complicated to go into as to why it happened. But needless to say, Weber and his gang pushed to finally destroy Liberty Lobby. The judge was Judge Teal. Well, I'm here to tell you, folks, you know who Judge Teal was? He was the guy who had been the Justice Department lawyer who handled the Justice Department's defense against the lawsuit filed by Mr. and Mrs. Hamilton. Mr. and Mrs. Hamilton were the heads of the Inslaw Company. Inslaw's famous Promise software had been stolen by the Justice Department and given to Israel's Mossad. This is all well-known history, ladies and gentlemen. Inslaw, I-N-S-L-A-W. And the bankruptcy judge who had been sitting in that bankruptcy court before that had ruled against the Justice Department and in favor of the Inslaw Company. And guess what happened? That judge was knocked off his bench, and the very Justice Department lawyer, Mr. Teal, I forget his name, folks, I'm getting old, but his last name is Teal, Martin Teal, T-E-E-L, the Justice Department lawyer who collaborated with the folks, the Mossad people, in the Inslaw affair, he was promoted to the bankruptcy court. So, folks, even in that case, Liberty Lobby never had a chance. No, I know there's people out there saying, oh, this is all a conspiracy theory. But no, this is not a conspiracy theory. It's all just a bunch of facts. Judge Teal. Yes, that's the guy, ladies and gentlemen. Very ugly story. And you know what's interesting? Former Attorney General Elliot Richardson found out that the actual division within the Justice Department that had actually been responsible for the theft of the software, guess what division of the Justice Department it was? It was the Office of Special Investigations, the so-called Nazi hunting division of the Justice Department. This is the former Attorney General of the United States, ladies and gentlemen, Elliot Richardson, saying this. In fact, he went so far as to charge in a written document in a subsequent case involving Inslaw that his sources had advised him that there was actually a team of assassins working out of the Office of Special Investigations. The Office of Special Investigations, folks, was a Mossad infested operation, and the whole Inslaw story is Israel and Mossad upside down, inside out. So it was a Mossad-connected, corrupt federal judge who put the kibosh on Liberty Lobby and destroyed that populist institution. Folks, I've just told you the facts here. Now, I know a lot of these facts make a lot of people uncomfortable, especially people who bought all of Mark Weber's lies over the years, because they were lies, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I once heard Mark Weber once called the Liberty Lobby office and talked to our former managing editor, and he really believed that he could convince one of Willis Cardo's employees that Willis had really done wrong. And Mark didn't know that I was listening in on the other end of the phone. And I want to tell you something. I have to tell you that I have never known of such a skillful liar in my life. At one point, Mark even said with this shock in his voice, he says, did you know that Willis Cardo wasn't even the founder of the Legion for the Survival of Freedom? And so that was some very indicting fact, some secret. Well, of course, that was no secret. Well, and I've told you on this program how Willis actually assumed management and control, legal control of the Legion in 1966, when he merged the Noontide Press with the Legion for the Survival of Freedom. In any case, one quick note. I got a message from my producer asking whether Danny Casolaro, the guy who was murdered up in West Virginia some years ago, whether he had anything to do with this case. Danny Casolaro had investigated the Inslaw affair. That was one of the things that Danny Casolaro was investigating. So if you do a search of Inslaw on the Internet and even do the search of the name Judge Teal, T-E-E-L, Martin Teal, you'll find out that, yes, in fact, he was he was part of this gang in the Justice Department that collaborated with the Mossad in the theft of the InSlaw software known as Promise. Okay, we are at the break time, folks, and we have one call up. It's a call from Malaysia, which is one of my favorite countries in the face of this planet. I call it my second home. We have Dan calling from Malaysia. We'll bring him up right after the break.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Welcome back. We only have a couple minutes left here, but we have Dan calling from Malaysia. Dan, welcome aboard.
How are you doing, Michael? Can you
How are you doing?
Okay?
You're not. This isn't Shaw's brother by any chance, is it?
No.
Oh, I know a Dan in Malaysia. That's why I thought maybe you were that Dan. Anyway, how are you, Dan? What's going on?
I'm great, and I'm very happy to hear that Malaysia is one of your favorite places. I'm an American that's been living here for about 9 years, and it is a great place. And
oh, yeah,
way,
I love it. I call it my second home, yeah.
Well, they do have a second home program for people that want to retire here, so I don't know if you're interested.
May well happen.
Okay. Anyways, the reason I called is, I wanted to give an idea, basically, on how people can fight against our friends, the bankers. We know who they are. Two things I think people have heard of, and the last people probably haven't. The first two, obviously, is don't use any credit that you don't absolutely have to. I mean, don't use your credit card to buy things.
Absolutely.
That are not necessary. You know, you're just you're becoming a slave to the parasite, and if you do that, you're part of the problem.
I'd be very, very, very comfortable today if I'd have never gotten mixed up with credit cards.
Yeah. Well, it's not too late. I mean, I also at one time had credit card debt. So, you know, pay it off and don't use it again. And secondly, don't keep your money in the bank. both credit and keeping money in the bank, obviously, through the miracle of fractional reserves, the parasites can feed off us quite well. So take your money out of the bank, buy gold and silver, pay down debt, buy ahead on food, invest in something of real value, you know, like a business. But of course,
and you know what? People can buy gold right here at the RBN website at republicbroadcasting.org. So thanks for that advertisement, Dan.
And it's a good time to do so. Now,
absolutely.
The third is something that Americans may not be aware of, but living in a nice place like Malaysia, which is a Muslim country, I've learned a great deal about, and that is Islamic banking. There is an alternative banking system in the world. You don't have
absolutely
to use, the current one. And I really encourage all your readers to go on the internet and learn about Islamic banking. If you have to use a bank and you have the option, please consider using an Islamic bank. It doesn't mean you have to convert to Islam. And the principles, I think most Christians would find agreeable. And as far as the business practices, you know, they have higher reserve requirements, much stricter lending requirements, and you probably noticed that you've not heard of any Islamic banks having any problems, and that's right. Yeah. And, you know, there's a very good article on, I'm sure you've heard of Ellen Brown. She's a commentator on financial matters. She's on a lot of talk shows. Her website is www.webofdebt.com. She has an article where she proposes that perhaps the aggression in the Middle East, you know, that the West is carrying out in the Middle East isn't so much due to oil and terrorists, but it has a lot to do with their fear of Islamic banking.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that sounds like you're already informed of this. But
Dan, I really appreciate your call. You have probably educated more people just in your few short sentences here in these few short minutes than about Islamic banking and educated people about its very existence, then, good for you. I appreciate your call, Dan. I hope you'll call again.
I will. I'm a frequent listener, so we'll do. Thanks.
Okay, great. Hope to meet you next time I'm in Malaysia. All right, folks, there we go. Great call from Malaysia. Love those international calls, folks. They're listening all over the world. Thanks for listening in. See you here tomorrow night. Any questions you have about the IHR affair, we'll talk about it. Otherwise, said about all I can say, and I think I've told you a lot of facts. Facts, facts, facts. You can handle the truth. Keep supporting Republic Broadcasting, because there's no other place I'd be able to say what I say. That goes for all of our other broadcasters here too, folks. Buy some gold. Go to RBN's website. Check it out.
With recent